Welcome back to the Landry Football Podcast Network as we are continuing our breakdowns of Senior Bowl week over here in Mobile. Wanted to give you an update as we've gotten through Thursday's practice and gone through the film after watching it in person. Some standouts to piggyback off of what we've done. Some of those names are going to be repeat names. That's good. That's telling you how good of a week they have in practice, getting you ready for the Senior Bowl, getting you ready for the draft process as we will continue to do this all remainder of scouting season, as we like to call it. Scouting season is all year round, but for fans, scouting season, the draft season, I like to call it scouting because it's the time when the games are over. We still have the Super Bowl left, of course, in pro football, but we are taking you through the time of breaking down rosters in college and the NFL, free agency, the draft, recruiting, you name it. We've got it all covered for you in depth, particularly at LandryFootball.com, but also here on the Landry Football Podcast Network. So this is what you need to do to get in-depth breakdowns of all the players, all the teams, all the draft prospects through this entire process. Head on over to LandryFootball.com, and on the front page, you're going to see the scouting season offer. We've got a 50% discount, 50% off for you to take advantage of a year membership, which is going to get you all of that, plus get you all the way through next football season. It's the best deal we've got going, so make sure that you check it out at LandryFootball.com today. Also, subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network, where you can get all of our football content. Lots of information as well on coaching searches, assistant coaching hires, a lot of things taking place. We've got that for you as well at LandryFootball.com. So let's get back into the players again that have stood out. Folks, Michael Wilson of Stanford, I've talked about every day, and it's because he really deserves a lot of mention. He's a guy coming off of, you know, productive player when he's been healthy enough to play. It's a tall receiver with good deep speed on tape. He does a great job separating in practice, but his footwork is very good off the snap. I mean, it's difficult to jam him. And, you know, I think route running took a step positive this week. That's an area he's got to work with. But I think he can take on more of the route tree. And I think he's going to be somebody that's going to be drafted a little bit higher relative to how people thought of him going into it. He's a really good player, and I think someone to keep an eye out on. Adetunwumi Adebowore, a defensive lineman from Northwestern, played on the edge for Northwestern, but they did a good job. This is one of the things that we do at the Senior Bowl and at the East-West game, too. In all these games, we try to work guys at different spots to put them in different situations, not exclusively, but to give alternative work to what they're doing. And that is, for him, he's done a good job when they kicked him inside. They didn't play him a lot on the interior, but you like to be able to know that you can reduce a player inside if you can. He played with power, long arms. You know, he was really good in the three technique work that they put him in. It looked very comfortable there. I thought when he was at the edge, like he did at Northwestern, the short area burst, he can convert speed to power. I think is a good setting for a guy like this that he's not going to wow you at the combine. He's not going to jump off the charts in his flexibility tests, in his long speed tests. But he's got good initial quickness and I think has a role, not as a full-time starter, you know, be a great player. But, folks, this is what the draft is about, finding a guy like this that can be good part of a rotation. Main reason why the Philadelphia Eagles are in the Super Bowl is the play of their defense. And it's not anything other than the fact they have the best pass rush, not the best defense, but the best pass rush in the NFL, which gives them the best defense in the NFL. And it's because they have a depth of rotation. They're always playing fresh guys. So he's a guy that I think helped himself. Ivan Pace, a junior linebacker from Cincinnati. Very efficient pass rusher in college. Is an off-the-ball linebacker. He's not quite 6 feet. Short arms. He's not going to be somebody that you're going to hear a lot about in the draft process. He shouldn't be someone that the amateur draft guys talk about, because he's not someone that's going to have a lot of impact in terms of the top part of the draft. However, this is somebody late that's got a diverse arsenal of pass rush techniques. He's really good against running backs and pass protection drills. He's got good swim move, good spin move, can shuck the defender. So he stood out regardless who he played. He's a late round guy that is a good player that doesn't measure up well, that is going to make a roster and help you. And I think has all the qualities necessary to be a good special teams player. And I think can be an effective player and have a role as an off-ball linebacker in a couple of different spots and do multiple things for you pretty well. Will McDonald from Iowa State, edge rusher. Flexibility, very good. Best bend, turn in the corner. Good pass rush quickness. Very loose with his lower body. If you tried beating him, defending the speed in one-on-ones or in seven-on-seven, you were in trouble. His run support is got, you know, he's got to get stronger. He's got to get better there. Again, rush the passer, guys, have an impact. He's going to be someone that's going to be very good. I talked about Darius Rush of South Carolina. These drills do not do service to defensive backs. It's really geared for the receivers to have success. I mentioned this in yesterday's show. He continues to thrive in one-on-one drills at corner. Very good job staying on top of routes, determining movements, staying on top of the stem, working inside the hip pocket of the receivers in coverage. Physical through a receiver stem is what he did on tape too. Okay. What he does in practice doesn't tell you how well he plays on tape. Just go back and study it. You know, I've studied him all year long. He's done things that you don't see on tape, but all the things that he does on tape, you see that come out in the fluidity and how he stays on top of routes. Tough cover corner. Uses his length well in man. Certainly could boost his stock, this week rather. Jake Andrews of Troy. I'm a little bit concerned about some of the centers in this class. And we'll see. We'll get into Cedric Van Pran and Andrew Ram returning to school and how that affected it. But he didn't have a good day of practice. He struggled in one-on-ones, didn't stand out from a physical perspective. I think he's got good versatility to play guard, but you're going to have to go back to the tape, and I don't think this kills him. Don't misunderstand me, but I didn't think he played all that well. Derek Hall of Auburn, he didn't play bad, but he didn't stand out in the day three of practice. He had some flashes. There are other times where he was stalemated pretty easily, didn't display the quickness off the snap, and his ability to disrupt the backfield that he showed on tape. Look, it's okay. You see it on tape, because you didn't do it here doesn't mean you can't do it. The tape shows that you can do it. But it's always good when you can do it in this setting. It's highly pressurized, because a lot's at stake for these guys. You're playing some of the best of the best. The whole hurting them, it doesn't necessarily hurt a guy when he doesn't play well, but when other guys help themselves a lot and you maybe don't help yourself, then you can, it's semantics, whether it hurts them or it's just, you know, not helping yourself. The quarterback play's not all that good. No one's really separated themselves. I've spent a lot of time on Tyson Badgett of Shepherd because I have seen him on tape during the year, but the competition he plays against is so bad that I wanted to see what he did in a game like this. He didn't distinguish himself, but I've seen good things. There's inconsistency across the board. I like Max Duggan. Malik Cunningham's athletic. Jaron Hall is a guy I've liked throughout his career. Love Jake Haener. Clayton Tune. Badgett is, I wanted to see him do a little more. Stay tuned for that. Blake Freeland, the tackle, offensive tackle from BYU. Didn't have a good week. Pad level and weight distribution were a bit of a problem. He's 6'8". He doesn't have great bend. So he's going to have to be somebody that wins with upper body strength that can turn guys. I was disappointed with his footwork and drills. You don't have to be great foot quickness, but you have to be really sound in your technique. Struggles with inside moves and one-on-one. His pass sets are really sloppy, and he gets moved very easily when he crosses his feet. But on the positive side, the guy's got really good quickness for a guy his size, and he's a big, big tackle. Want to see a little bit more, certainly in workouts. It's just an effort here is what it is what it is. Hey, a quick one again today. We just wanted to pop on, tell you about Thursday. We'll bring you more information as we deem it and kind of wrap up the Senior Bowl and get into a lot of that later. Also, we've got a lot of things coming up relating to all aspects, coaching searches, obviously a lot more draft, free agents around the corner. And, of course, we're going to really begin a lot of our Super Bowl discussion. We've already done Super Bowl work on LandryFootball.com. So make sure that you check out all of that at LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of our scouting season offer that I mentioned earlier. 50% discount to get the coaching and scouting perspective on the draft. It's going to be my 41st NFL draft. My first one that I work part-time for Blesto Scouting Combine, Bears, Lions, Eagles, Steelers, talent organization. That's the first year that I officially worked in the draft. Been following the draft since, well, really, since the late 60s, early 70s. So, but 82 is my first working in the league. So 41 for me this year. We'll break it down for you in ways that others just simply can't. Due to the lack of experience, maybe following the draft, but maybe not ever been part of a draft or working in the league as long as we have. So we'll bring you a perspective that's a little unique and get you to understand the game and understand how to evaluate players from a coaching and scouting perspective. So take advantage of our scouting season offer over at LandryFootball.com. Also a reminder to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network. That way you can get all of our football content, football shows here on the network. Appreciate you joining us. We'll be back talking more football right here on the Landry Football Podcast Network. Spread the word, and we'll see you soon.